The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Yes, he's bad to the bone, and it happens to be 10 years since we started our annual tradition here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Michael Badnarik, author of Good to Be King, A Foundation for Constitutional Freedoms, and Secret to Sovereignty. And Michael, I'm just thinking all those years ago when we met just outside of the main floor of the Libertarian National Convention when you got nominated to be the presidential candidate that year, 2004. What a whirlwind of life since then in the decade since.
It's been a roller coaster, some ups, some downs, but we are still here and we are still persevering.
Yeah, and since 2004, I mean, the deer in the headlights that you were coming out, I was the first radio show you got to be on. We had some great times, and that who knew what it would lead to, our friendship, as well as the information you were able to get out with your books, as well as your many media appearances around the world for the cause of liberty. And I think 10 years down the road, I don't know if you could go back to that moment and look to today and say, 10 years from now, I could predict that America would be less free, not more free.
I never would have believed it. Never would have believed it. I can't believe that we've got a Patriot Act that, you know, eliminates the Fourth and Sixth Amendment, Military Commissions Act, which eliminates, you know, habeas corpus. It's really sad. And I keep wondering what it's going to take to finally, you know, rattle the American public enough where they start to take some significant action.
Well, you know, I've always talked about it in terms of biology, physiology, functional kind of things for people to say we must suffer in order to desire enough to regain what we've lost or maybe didn't realize we never had. And this is, you know, the issue of liberty. I talk about Americans suffering from a freedom deficiency disease. Yet there are many Americans who would argue with you, Michael, or me to say, oh, we've got freedom. Look what we can do. And I bring it into the realm of health and healing and show you how much of a medical police state we live in. But that's not the only area where we've compromised liberty under the guise of a false sense of security.
No, just about everywhere. The government is taking more and more control. You know, we keep increasing the number of gun laws, you know, passing additional legislation every time somebody doesn't like the way things are happening. And, you know, the government is taking more and more control of our lives. How can anybody legitimately call that freedom?
Well, if you have a deficiency disease, for instance, of nutrients, you are more likely to be controllable or malleable because you're dependent upon some substance that may or may not be something you're deficient in, particularly if you go with something that's approved by the Fear and Death Administration, the FDA. And we have a liberty deficiency disease for sure in this country. Why do I say that? Well, because we've drifted so far from the origin point where our founding fathers, who were very learned, very skilled in their knowledge of history to that point, and said, we want to start over. We want to start something new, something that may never have been done on planet Earth. And that's where you come in with that kind of knowledge.
Well, like you said, people have got to want it. It made me realize when you were talking that most Americans are addicted to government. You know, I have to have my Social Security. I've got to have my insurance. I've got to have my driver's license. You know, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited because they gave me a concealed carry permit. It's like maybe you'll be excited when they give you a church permit that allows you to exercise your religion. Again, I keep wondering what it's going to take before the American public realizes what an oxymoron all of this is.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about the permission culture, the permission society. You're such a permissive culture. It's like, wait a second. I thought when we become adults, we don't have to ask permission anymore to do stuff. I mean, what happened? Where is this concept lost? And I go back to your significant chapter 2, if I remember correctly, of Good to Be King, the difference between rights and privileges still being an essential misunderstanding for the typical American.
Yeah, I mean, we are born with individual rights. We give the government privileges, and we can take those privileges away from the government anytime we care to do so. The Declaration of Independence says that, you know, all of these forces are with the consent of the government, and we can alter or abolish the government. So what does abolish mean to you? You know, we have a lot more power over the government than the government. Well, I think the government realizes that, but the American people don't.
Yeah, well, it's the famous cartoon, though, at least I think it is, of a politician with his podium. He's on a board hanging off the edge of a cliff, and all the people are standing on the board holding him in place. And it says something like, you don't realize your power. And that power is not the power of your vote, in my opinion, Michael. It's the power of your consent or withdrawing that consent that holds much more power than anything you can vote on or vote against.
Absolutely. You know, just... You know, the advertising for Nike is just do it. You know, the advertising for freedom is just don't do it. don't listen to the government. Don't, you know, it's like, here, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. You don't have to help me. I don't need your help.
Well, we have been convinced over the span of generations now that we cannot function without help or assistance, even if it's forced, or maybe especially if it's forced. And I come back to the inviolable right of self-determination, which is, of course, being violated by government and also maybe by Americans with other fellow Americans. And that, listen, you see an old lady on one corner of the street and you say, oh, my gosh, that little old lady needs to get across the street. And you grab her by the arm and take her across the street. In the meantime, she's beating you with her umbrella the whole way across. And you're saying, why are you not grateful? I'm helping you across the street. Come to find out at the other side, she says, I did not want to go to the other side of the street. And I see that's something that it's a basic concept we should learn in childhood, the freedom to choose the choices that we make. And yet we've lost that somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's our conditioning. Ever since childhood, you know, you have to listen to mom and dad, you know, go to bed at 8 o'clock. You know, you go to school, you got to listen to the teachers and do your homework. Get your driver's license, you got to listen to the police officer. You know, you finally get out of college and get a job, you got to listen to your manager, beg for a, you know, vacation week. And every time we have to make a decision, we are somehow obligated to seek permission from someone in a higher authority. When, as you said, once you become an adult, you are the higher authority. You don't need to ask anybody's permission. And I think that's what Americans have lost, that willingness to stand on their own, make their own decisions. Now, there is a risk. If you're making the decisions, you could always decide wrong. But I would rather do that. I'd rather make my own mistake than be subject to somebody else and have them make mistakes for me.
We're talking with Michael Bednarik. This is a special Independence Day spectacular on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We try to do this on or right around the 4th of July, the Independence Day holiday here in these United States of America, long since lost the real understanding, if you will, or real embracing of a liberty we're talking about. And the liberty we discuss and that Michael discusses in his books and his lectures is not the freedom to run roughshod over your fellow man, woman, and child, but it's really the ultimate respect of your sovereignty. You are the ultimate authority, or if you perceive that you are born of a higher power, that is the ultimate authority. But unfortunately, in our government, in our authoritarian power structure, the higher authority that might be considered a creator or a god has been usurped by government. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We are talking with Michael Badnarik, the author of Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms and Secret to Sovereignty. The links are up to constitutionpreservation.org. We've got a lot more discussion ready to rock and roll here. Oh, wait, we got a little bit extra time. I was reading the clock wrong, Michael. Are you still with me?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this is the holiday edition. That's why it's like I don't have to pay attention to the clock. It's a holiday. Who else is watching the clock today?
Well, should we get a little extra freedom on holiday?
Yeah, bonus time, bonus freedom. So, I mentioned this concept of government usurping God in the lives of people. I've talked about it in terms of Big Pharma as well, being a religion or a cult, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. We got to the point where we have been programmed to perceive again that we are not an authority of our own lives, that we must seek others from an external source to guide us. And it's one thing to do that voluntarily, to seek out help from someone who has more knowledge in certain realms, but to subject yourself to their rule, an authoritarian rule, that seems to be patently, at least from historically perspective, un-American.
Well, whenever I have questions about my own health that I can't deal with, I always, you know, call you for your added expertise. Our relationship is that you offer me this advice, but ultimately it's my responsibility to seek out the information and my responsibility to, you know, follow through on the advice or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that individual responsibility, taking care of, taking responsibility for my own health that sets me apart from most of the Americans, and it has me clearly on the outs with, you know, most medical practices. Although I will admit that, you know, when I broke my shoulder, I did consent to go to the hospital and have a surgeon, you know, install an artificial joint. That was not something that I was able to do on my own or with, you know.
Right. Putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, as we said, is the strong suit of modern medicine. We acknowledge that. And of course, when I give what I not necessarily consider advice, but, you know, just information that you can act on or not act on, I don't particularly care to be beaten over the head with an umbrella by Michael Badnarik, nor face down a 45. So I am not one that forces my position on anyone, least of all Michael Badnarik, who's with me today celebrating Independence Day in our own inimitable way. Thank you all for being here through naturalnewsradio.com as well as our syndicator GCN. Stick around. We got lots more political, economic, physiological, emotional, mental, and even spiritual healing to go.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now on the message of health freedom, healing liberty, and that broader understanding, or let's say embracing of liberty. Michael, when we go back to the origins of this country, the founding of the organic American Republic, so to speak, we had a value system that was probably a little bit different than the one that is seemingly embracing security or a security state.
Oh, absolutely. We were far more independent. You know, everybody gets excited at this time of the year about the Declaration of Independence. We shoot off fireworks, but you have to be independent, which means that you cannot be dependent on Social Security and government handouts and, you know, free housing, you know, subsidies for your children's education. If you have all of that, you are definitely not independent. You are being dependent on an organization that does not have your best interest at heart.
Well, exactly. And, of course, this concept of independence, some people wrongly mistake as something cruel, right? But I look at this and I say, well, if that's the case, then your creator is cruel because he granted you this independence, this freedom of spirit, this free will to even, my goodness, screw up royally so that you can learn from your mistakes and also to grant you the freedom to help those who have screwed up, to help them if their hand is out for assistance, not because they're forcing you or another agency or entity is forcing you, but because of your own accord. You're an independent, sovereign human being, if I can call it that, that says, you know, I feel good when I help others. I don't need somebody to force me to do that.
And one thing I keep reiterating to my students is that the best way to teach somebody responsibility is to give it to them. if you're, you know, trying to teach a child how to pour milk on their cereal, you know, the first few times you're going to have milk and cereal all over the table. I mean, it's going to be a mess, you know, but if you pour the milk on their cereal for them until they're ready to go to college, guess what? By the time they get to, you know, to the university, they still don't know how to pour milk on their cereal, and it's going to be far more embarrassing at that point in time. And so, you know, you can't expect people to be perfect right off the bat, so you have to give them the opportunity to fail, that experience is the best teacher, in order to make them more responsible.
Right. Well, and wouldn't we say that America and the states are the, let's say, places to experiment with this concept of liberty? It's bizarre, but certain, like, I even had recently, we played clips of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton suddenly saying, we believe that the 50 states are the experiments for democracy, as they call it, because on this cannabis issue, they don't want to take a stand on the federal level. So suddenly they become 10th Amendment supporters. It's bizarre. But that concept that you're describing, it's different than a large centralized bureaucracy that we've devolved into that dictates to the states and the people what they can and can't do.
And again, it all boils down to individual responsibility. We acknowledge that decisions need to be made, but I feel that those decisions should be at the individual level, in your living room, first of all, and if not there, then at the city, then at the state, and at last possible recourse at the federal level. And our problem these days is that the federal government is making more and more personal decisions, you know, at the federal level. One size does not fit all, which is why so many people are upset with the government.
Well, and that upset nature is something that if you're in that emotional state, you're also easily manipulated. And we've seen throughout the history of this degradation away from liberty, people being manipulated into a Hegelian dialectic, left, right, Democrat, Republican, with what? The growth of the tentacles of government, whether you consider yourself conservative or liberal, the growth is happening and everybody's upset, and then sometimes everybody's happy, and it's like a manic depressive relationship with government, and we do not efficiently address the real issue.
I agree, and it's because people don't understand the fundamentals. I recommend that all of your readers go back and reread Frederick Bastiat's The Law. It is a real simple explanation of what a legitimate government looks like. Because there have been illegitimate governments. I mean,
oh yes, many.
Third Reich, you know, Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich were a government. They were certainly in power, but I don't know that you'll find too many people that would claim that they were legitimate and had the, you know, actual authority.
Stand by, Michael. We got to take a quick break. Independence Day Spectacular here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael Badnarik, my guest. More after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like. pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Michael Badnarik, my friend, is with us today in the most auspicious day of the year. If you love liberty and if you want to go deeper, that's what we tend to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. But with Badnarik, bad to the bone with me, it's even better. And we want to be efficient in our activities and action. If we really love liberty, we don't want to spin our wheels, waste our efforts and energy. There's plenty of that goes on. And that's also true how we learn. We spill some cereal bowls along the way. And I try to be efficient in healing, and I think healing the body politic is something we'd like to see happen. But is it going to happen by marches and protests on Washington, D.C., or would it be more efficient to withdraw consent and when they try to violate our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to stand our ground instead of cowering in fear? Any recent examples of that, Michael?
I do think that there are examples. it occupied the news for about a week and a half. There's a rancher in Nevada, Cliven Bundy, who has been grazing his cattle on public lands for years. He's had, his family has done that for the last 150 years. His family has paid taxes to the county, and suddenly the federal government came in and said, no, you're not going to pay taxes to the county. You're going to pay those taxes to us, you know, with no real, they're trying to change the contract, you know, after the contract is being signed. Well, except for Las Vegas, you know, nobody really cares about Nevada. The federal government claims over 90% of Nevada, and we still had 300 armed people show up in Nevada to defend the Bundys' right to own these cattle. They took the cattle back. The BLM stood down, and it was because people were willing to react. They were willing to defend their right. Well, I'm somewhat amused because after the BLM, you know, got their hat handed to them down in Nevada, now apparently the BLM has decided that it would be a really good idea to come to Texas and try to take land along the Red River, which is the border between Texas and Oklahoma. Well, I don't know who's in charge of the BLM, but if they think they had problems down in Nevada, wait until they try to take land in Texas.
Wow.
I mean, are they aware that's where the Alamo happened?
Yeah, somebody is really not thinking or knowing much in the way of history, particularly, like you said, the surprising thing is you said Nevada. Who really gives a flip about Nevada? Now, nothing against our people and listeners that live in Nevada, but you live in a desert, and when the water runs out, you're in big trouble. No one's going to want to be there, least of all cattle. But you go to Texas and say BLM wants to take over there. And, of course, if you drop somebody from the Bureau of Land Management, much less the EPA, in the wilds of, for instance, western Texas or western Colorado, if they survive 48 hours, that would be news. But yet they're trying to dictate to the people there how best to use their land, which seems a little silly as an understatement that the federal bureaucracy operating from a reclaimed swamp in the District of Columbia, as they call it now, can actually know better than how to use the land than the people that live there.
It's just ridiculous. And when I arrived in Texas in 97, my first week in Texas, I heard people kind of whispering under their breath that, you know, any day now we're going to secede. And, you know, I don't mean to suggest that there's a huge movement for Texas to leave the, you know, the United States, but it is there. And, you know, Texans are much more in love with Texas than they are with the United States in general. And they are stubbornly independent. In Texas, a man's handshake is a contract. That's a bond. And when I was running for Congress in 2005 and 6, I was traveling back and forth through my district, and someone came up and asked me if I had ever heard of the Trans-Texas Corridor. And I hadn't, you know, and it was this project where they were going to bring all these Chinese goods into Mexico, unload them off the boat, and then drive them up this huge freeway that they were planning to build up through Mexico, through Texas, Oklahoma, and the customs check for all these goods was going to be in Kansas City, Missouri. You know, that border town? So I was talking to Texans, and I'm talking stereotype. These guys are 6'6". They've got the big cowboy hat on, the belt buckle. And these men had tears in their eyes telling me that the Trans-Texas Corridor would not be built without bloodshed. Now, I don't know what other people interpret from that, but it's like, ain't no way. Not in the Texas that I know.
Well, what has transpired since then on that issue or initiative to build this so-called international superhighway through the heartland?
What they have done is they've discovered a fairly simple technique of putting up a roadblock. It is requirement that they get permission from each little city council that it's going through. And, you know, a city council is usually five, maybe seven people. You know, these are, you know, down-home Texans that, you know, probably work on a ranch or some, and they're still logical, rational people. And what we have done is we've gone in, we've explained the situation to the city council, and they went, nope, not through our city, which means that the Trans-Texas Corridor has got to reroute its plan through somewhere else. And so what has transpired is every time the Trans-Texas Corridor tried to reroute through a different place, organizers would go and talk to that city and then put up a blockade there. And so we've made it totally impractical for them to get the paperwork signed to do the Trans-Texas Corridor. But there is still an effort. We're not going to sleep. We didn't pat ourselves in the back and say that we won.
Right.
The organization is called TURF, T-U-R-F. And I can't even remember what that stands for at the moment, but they are still monitoring the legislation, still making sure that, you know, the Texas legislature doesn't try to bring that same monster back through a different name.
Right. This may be the impetus for the federal government to finally release the UFO alien technology so that it can rename this the Trans-Texas Transporter. So they won't have to actually travel through Texas. They'll just transport around it.
Well, they're going to have to transport around it. I went to a convention, a libertarian convention, and it was in Kansas City. And I had several people all upset, oh, Michael, because the facility that the border, you know, facility where they're going to do the inspection of all these products coming into the country, they were building it. And everybody was concerned about all the concrete that was being poured. And I said, hey, don't worry about it. I said, they may build the facility, but there will never be any trucks, you know, arriving because, you know, they're going to have to build the Trans-Texas Corridor, and I don't think they're going to find anybody, any truck drivers, willing to risk their lives. Not going to happen. So we, again, have found a legislative way to, you know, put a kink in their project.
Right.
But we know that they are continually trying to circumvent things and come up with different ways to accomplish the same thing. But, again, these are Texans. And
yes.
You know, we don't give up easy.
Right. Well, in the states or the state of the union, as they call it, whether they're 50 states or 49 or whatever, or they want to say 51, whatever, they talk about the Republic of Texas, interestingly enough. And from what I understand, the Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government in each of the states. But I don't know that the average American really understands what that means. We're not talking about the political party called the Republicans, but a Republican form of government.
Well, sadly, most Americans think that the United States is a democracy. That's the word that's thrown around the news all the time. You know, we're a democracy. But we're not. You cannot find the word democracy in the Declaration, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. It doesn't exist. We are a republic. So the question is, what's the difference? Well, in a democracy, you can vote on anything. You can vote on, you know, the color of your neighbor's living room. Well, you know, what gives you the authority to decide what color your living room, you know, neighbor's living room is going to be? Nothing. In a democracy, 51% can vote away the property and the rights of the 49%. So you immediately split the population between Republicans and Democrats, men versus women, straight versus gay, you know, conservative, liberal, whatever. I mean, and we're all fighting each other instead of recognizing that it's the government that is our common enemy. In a republic, there are certain things you are not allowed to vote on. You know, you're not allowed to vote on the color of my living room. You're not allowed to vote on my right. You know, I have freedom of speech. I can say anything I want, even if you disagree with it. And I can also carry a gun to defend myself and my property. And, you know, you may not like it. It may make you feel uncomfortable. In fact, you may go home and toss and turn on it. Too bad. It's a personal problem. My rights are not predicated by a majority vote. You don't get to vote on whether or not I defend myself, whether or not I exercise my rights. That's the difference between a republic and a democracy. And again, my chapter two, I describe the difference between rights and privileges. And because of a lack of understanding of what is a right and what is a privilege, most Americans think they can vote on, well, just about everything. You know, they had the Million Mom March. They thought they were going to go to Washington, D.C., vote, and if they got enough votes, they would just eliminate the Second Amendment. Now, there may even be a few of your listeners who think that'd be a good thing, but think about it. If we can get a bunch of people to Washington to vote away the first or the Second Amendment, we can send another group of people to vote away the First Amendment. And if you're willing to let people vote away your religion, then, you know, you really don't deserve freedom.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do to reestablish liberty here, if it is at all possible. With Michael Bednarik, special Independence Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, wrapping it up. Well, maybe with some fireworks after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, make sure you go to constitutionpreservation.org. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscatbell.com. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King for celebrating Independence Day with us with the Healing Revolution, and we hope to see you all July 18th through 20th at the Asheville, North Carolina Healing Revolution Summit coming up really soon. But, Michael, always a great pleasure, honor, privilege to be with you. I don't say it's a right because you have the choice to be here or not. I'm so thrilled that you choose to be with me on Independence Day.
Well, you uplift me in so many ways, your spirit, your energy. When I get run down and I start to feel like, you know, maybe we won't restore liberty. Maybe, you know, they've gone too far. All I need to do is talk to you for a little while, and you help rekindle my fire of liberty.
I can retire now. I just heard Michael Bednarik just said that to me. I can retire. Oh my gosh. I'm very happy. I'm smiling because you uplift so many. You light the fires of liberty for so many, and that we can keep rekindling together. Fantastic. Now, the energy of independence. I speak in terms of energy now because I believe most Americans, even if well-intentioned, are wasting their energy. They're giving up their energy maybe for what they perceive and what we say is the right reasons, but inefficiency of action means you're wasting it. It's not good kung fu to give more money, time, energy, even votes to the federal government because they always use it against you. Why not live free now? Why not withdraw your energy, your consent, and do as the founders had indicated we should do? Stop asking for permission where none is required.
I agree. And I think that more communities need to start working on gardens, generating food with what do they call the seeds that are not GMO?
Heirloom organic variety, yeah.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say heredity, and I know that's not correct.
Yeah.
I've worked on a cattle ranch. I've actually spent weeks plowing, you know, fields. When I drive by a field now, I get tired just because I recognize how much energy went into getting that seed planted.
Right. Well, you know that that to restore liberty, much less maintain it, takes a hell of a lot of effort. And so if we are being sapped of our energy by being poisoned by federal authorities, regulators, by eliminating access to clean foods, rather than, as you said so wisely, to go local again, to grow your own food, produce your own energy, do the things that the authoritarians fight against, you know if they fight against it, that means you are doing the right thing. And Michael, you've been doing the right thing for so long. It's just amazing that you keep on ticking, and whatever we can do to keep that rocking and rolling, we want to do that here.
Well, I apologize to your listeners. I haven't been as active because my parents require my assistance here in Northwest Indiana. And so a lot of my energy is just involved in, cooking, cleaning, driving mom to the doctor and doing that. So I haven't been as high profile as I used to be, but I want your listeners to know that I haven't gone away, and that as soon as mom and dad no longer need me, I'll be back in Texas and I will be raising the roof. I have a plan. I'm not going to announce it here, but I do have a plan for getting some real serious activity in Texas when I return.
Beautiful. And I'll say this, Michael, even if you did nothing else, no one could criticize you, or I wouldn't let them. Actually, I would, because I'm all for free speech, but they'd be wrong to say Michael hasn't done enough. He has done extraordinary things. The running for president opened up a whole world to the information that you have deep within your DNA, and you've let it out through the secret to sovereignty, as well as a foundation for our constitutional freedoms. Good to be king, that book. And if you haven't gotten it, go to constitutionpreservation.org and please get it. At the very least, download the free chapter on rights versus privileges. But you'll want more. You'll need more in order to secure the blessings of liberty for your children, or reestablish them, I should say, because so much of it seems to have been lost. And with that, Michael, we've run out of time, but hopefully we've not run out of time for the blessings of liberty and our energy to keep securing them. I appreciate your gifts as well as your willingness to direct those energies in support of your mom and dad. It's a credit to your character as well. And I'm so grateful for your friendship, as you know, and look forward to connecting with you as soon as possible as we celebrate the real reason for Independence Day together.
Well, thank you for being there. I cherish our friendship. I really do. And I want to thank you for all that you do every day, getting people to get, focus on their health, focus on their freedom. And I'm going to make it a priority, put it on my bucket list, that you and I will get together before the 2014 is over.
You got it. We'll do it. We'll get together. And thank you for helping me bring the power to heal back where it belongs. And not only is it the power to heal, but the power to restore liberty and live liberty is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.